why would they pay so much effort to build such a structure as a retaining wall? It's considered to be engineeringly.
Maybe it needs to be that strong to hold up the land pressure. I don't know.
That's something you can.
Rabbosai, our limud of Hilchos Lashon Hara every day is as a schus refuah for Yosef Dov Ben Chayla B'Sosha Choyle Yisrael. They still have a refuah shleima b'korov. So we started saying yesterday that we were trying to answer the question, why is it not straightforward Lashon Hara when the Rabbosai Shem goes to Avraham Avinu and says, Lomo zeh tzocha kol sora lemor ha'ofonom eliv ani zokanti. Yeah, how come that Sora laughed when she got the news? Yeah, we started to, we asked the question when we learnt the sugya a couple of weeks ago, just over, as to why that wasn't straightforward Lashon Hara, that the Rabbein Shem seems to be telling tales to Avraham Avinu about Sora that she didn't believe the Basura Tova. So we started saying, Shem, the Chiddush HaGodos Ma'ashor yesterday, which is brought down by the Chasam Sofer in Taras Moshe Al HaTorah, the Chiddush HaGodos Ma'ashor says that not everything happened at the same time. He says that the Basura that she was going to become pregnant came on Pesach, that we know, that's agreed by everybody. He says that she actually became pregnant, Vashem Pokan HaSoro, Kasher Omar, we line on Rosh Hashanah. So she became pregnant on Rosh Hashanah, and she gave birth on Pesach. So it would be, if it was Nibiru, it might have been a seven month heroin pregnancy. That's what he brings down, and he brings proofs. He brings lots of proofs. One of them is when it says La Moyed or Shuvei Lecho. Yeah, La Moyed means for Pesach, the next Moyed. If he said that on what's it called, then La Moed means I will come on Yontif. Okay, he goes through. He mentions there that the Chiddush HaGodos Ma'ashor deals with it by Arichus. I haven't seen it, but apparently it's very long, and he probably goes through all the proofs and he comes out with this timetable. Says the Chasam Sofer, if so, he says, then we can maybe answer our question like this. It's Al Pi Drush. He says that the Gemara tells us in Yomo that when you do teshuva miyiro, then zadoinos become shagogos. Something that you did, an avera that you did, will become treated like a shagogo. If you do teshuva miyiro, if you do teshuva meahavo, then zadoinos nasis loy kizachuyos. That your zadoinos, that a person, the averas that a person has done, get converted into zachuyos. So he says, Sora Zicha did Teshuvah during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right? Teshuvah Meyiro is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And then we go up to the Madrega of Teshuvah Me'avo when we get to Sukkos with all the mitzvahs that we're doing, the achonos for Sukkos, and the mitzvahs of sleeping in the Sukkah, etc., etc. Therefore he says that when she reached the Madrega of Teshuvah Me'avo, then her Avera in questioning Pesach time, in questioning and not believing the Basura Tova that Acharei Beloisi Hoisoli Ednov Adoni Zokain, my husband is so old and I'm no longer of childbearing age, and therefore how can I possibly have a baby? So that was a Chesoron at the time, that was an Avera. Now, after she's done Teshuva Me'avo, that became a mitzvah. In other words, it got converted from a Zodoin to a zechus. It got converted from a zodoin to a zechus. So instead of being a question, how can I possibly have adaraba? Tzocha kosoro. She laughed and she was happy and she said, now, even though I've already lost the ability to have children, nevertheless, I will become young again. And even though my husband is an old man, nevertheless, I will still have a baby. So, in other words, what the Tshuva Me'avo is doing is converting that Avera into a mitzvah. If it converts it into Avera into a mitzvah, so effectively history is rewritten. And history now says that when she heard the Basura Tova that she was going to have a child, then she was happy about it. So now there's no reason why the Rabbein Hashem shouldn't tell Avraham Avinu about it. The Rabbein Hashem can turn around to Avraham Avinu and he can say to Avraham Avinu, you've got a wonderful wife. that even though she was not of childbearing age, and even though she is her husband is old, nevertheless, when she got the Besura Toiva, history has been rewritten to say that she believed it, in which case it's no longer Lashon Hara. There's no reason why the Rabbeinu Shlom shouldn't come now to Avraham Avinu and tell him that Sora, when she heard the Besura Toiva, she believed it. He proves it as well from the Lashonus in the Psukim. For instance, he says that Tzuchoik Bepeh, Oz Yimole Tzuchoik Pinu, Tzuchoik Bepeh is happiness. That's when you laugh. He says, Tzuchoik Believe, yeah, that's when you're laughing at. You're either laughing with or laughing at. So when it's said in the Pasuk at Pesach time, Vatitzchak Sora Bekirbo Leimar, that's when she didn't believe. But when the Rabbeinu Shalom said to Avraham Avinu later on, when he was relating the mitzvah that she did, because it's converted to mitzvah, it says Tzochako Sora. It doesn't say Belibo. Because now, Tzochako Sora doesn't mean Belibo, that it was not believing, but it was Tzochako Sora, mitoch happiness, that although she was past childbearing age, and although her husband was old, nevertheless she was able to have a child, and therefore there was no Lashon Hara involved when the Rabbeinu Shem comes and pays the Sora a compliment to Avraham Avinu.
Started at Turaway, Northwest London, Monday, Yud Zion Cheshvan, 18th November, Rabbi Donia Lo Shlita. A. Rubin explained, part 3. 2, 3, or 4 walls. This week's Torah is sponsored by the Purim Shleim of Pesach Ben Peril from the Penina Bittut and the Word of our Kaolim on the Kosh Abzul of Otahim, the Shalom Bim Heiro.
Good morning, everyone. We've discussed until now the basic 3 Rishuyos Doraisa, Mishus HaRabim, Mishus HaYochid, and Mokom Ptor. We added there is a Gezeirah Drabonon of Carmelis, which is similar to Rishus HaRabim. That was week 1. Week 2, we spoke about Gezeirah number 2. What the Gemara in Erevin Chof Aleph Mod Beis says that Shlomo Melech instituted a Rubi Chatzeros, which fundamentally is another Gezeirah, lest people get confused between their communal Chotzer and Rishus HaRabim. Today we're going to touch on a third Gezeirah, but first, to speak about something more fundamental, what is a Rishus HaYochid? Now, we won't speak about all the parameters and requirements about what generates, creates a Rishus HaYochid. We're going to focus on the walls, on the Mechitza element. So, everyone intuitively understands the foundational principle of a Rishus HaYochid is its walls, its mechitzas. So how many mechitzas are required? What did Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu about mechitzas? How many mechitzas do you need? Because of course, as the Gemara on Dalei Amud Beis and Erevin says, mechitzas are halacha l'Moshe Misinai. How many mechitzas you need are halacha l'Moshe Misinai? So what did Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? So the first machlokes is between the Tana Rabbi Yehuda and other Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says an amazing chiddush. He says there's a Mishnah on the Tzadi Hei Omad Aleph in Tzadi Hei Omad Beis in Erevin, where Rabbi Yehuda describes 3 cases. I'll just share with you one of them for clarity's sake. If you have, one of you gentlemen said I should bring examples from Golders Green that will clarify the materials. I shouldn't. You're a Hendon man, Edgeveg. So let's say you have Finchley Road. Let's call that a Rishus HaRabim. On the 2 sides of Finchley Road, you have houses. Now that is precisely the case of Rabbi Yehuda on Tzadi Hemel Beis. You have a Rishus HaRabim, fine. And on either side of the Rishus HaRabim, you have houses. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a discussion in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed that's not a Rishus HaRabim. That's just a Yochid. There's a discussion in the Gemara exactly why. The maskon of the Gemara is because Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is Shtei mechitzos deiraisa. Fascinating. Shtei mechitzos deiraisa. In that arrangement, where you have two parallel, opposite mechitzas, Rabbi Yehuda says, in that scenario, you are Rishus HaYochid. You have Rishus HaYochid. Amazing. It means Finchley Road became Rishus HaYochid. Yes, because of those two rows of houses on opposite each other on either side. Amazing. It's quite... it's an amazing shita.
What are the houses on either side? They're also Rishus HaYochid, yeah?
Certainly.
Could they have a wall going
in? They have four walls. Bokshem, in my house I've got four walls.
Yeah, okay, so he said the middle bit...
The middle bit? Middle bit with hundreds of thousands of people ploughing up and down. Yeah. Fantastic. No, completely open on either side. Since it has two walls surrounding opposite each other, Rishus HaYochid. Now, before we go... Sorry?
All the houses on both sides.
Pardon me?
North Circular Road, all the houses on both sides.
Yes! Rabbi Yehuda, Rishus HaYochid. Should have brought him to build the Eruv. Rishus HaYochid. Now, before we go any further...
What's his reasoning?
One second. He has no reasoning. Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. That's his Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai.
600,000 doesn't matter.
Whoa, one second. That's next week. So, before we go any further, what is the nafkamina of being a Rishus HaYochid? It sounds like a funny question, but it took me many months of learning Erevin to really get this point, and this is going to be the pièce de résistance of today's. Today's piece in to understand Shittas HaRambam, but let's just say it as it is at the beginning. What is the nafgamina of being a Rishus HaYochid versus not? So the wrong pshat, which of course all of us would intuitively say, is what's the wrong pshat?
Private.
What's the wrong pshat as to
Rishus HaYochid is private.
What's the nafkamina to me? Does it affect me? What's the nafkamina in din? This is Rishus HaYochid as opposed to not.
Whether you can carry from.
Oh, great! Fantastic! That is the. I thought you were saying the wrong pshat, and then unfortunately you said the right pshat. So, the right pshat, let's start with the right pshat. The right pshat is as to whether if you carry from Rishus HaRabim, or throw an object from Rishus HaRabim into this area, which the Machlokes Tanoim, how to make it, is Rishus HaYochid. Whether you are Chayev Chatos, whether you were Mechal Shabbos, whether you did one of the Lamed Tes Melochas, whether you did Hoitzah, that is the Nafkamina as to whether this area is Rishus HaYochid or not. Now the wrong pshat, which I thought for a long time, was whether you're allowed to carry in this area. Rishus HaRabim, everyone knows you're not allowed to carry in Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to carry in Rishus HaYochid. That's the nafkamina of being Rishus HaYochid. So Rabbi Yehuda would say, if you have two walls, you're allowed to carry. Other Tanoim will say, no. You're only allowed to carry if you have three walls, four walls, etc.
How do you get there? You're coming from Rishus HaYochid.
One second, let me just progress a bit more. So, that's totally the wrong pshat. Why is that the wrong pshat? Because we said, and this brings it out in the clearest way, we said there's another kind of rishus, right? We have rishus HaRabim, rishus HaYochid, and a mokum p'tor. Now, in a mokum p'tor is an area without mechitzas, and it's not rishus HaRabim. And again, on the raisa level, even it can be a karmelis, even. Sahara Desert is a mokum p'tor. Are you allowed to, on a raisa level, carry in the Mokum Patur? Yes. So being a Rishus HaYochid, as opposed to not Rishus HaYochid, has nothing to do with whether you're allowed to carry or not. Because in Hashem's eyes, so to speak, before Chazal got involved, before Chazal made Gezeiras, the only place you're not allowed to carry is Rishus HaRabim. Any place which is not Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to carry. So having walls is absolutely precisely zero has zero connection to carrying, which is an amazing insight. So the only nafkamina as to whether something is Rishus HaYochid versus not, that's what I'm saying. It's always Rishus HaYochid versus not. What's the opposite of Rishus HaYochid? Not Rishus HaRabim, just not Rishus HaYochid. The nafkamina to being a Rishus HaYochid or not is only the Luchumra that I'm not allowed to carry from Rishus HaRabim, where let's say you've got 600,000 or whatever, and there's no walls, public domain, you're not allowed to carry from that place into a place that has two walls, three walls, four walls. It's only lechumra. There's no heter in being Rishus HaYochid. There's nothing wrong on a Torah level. There's nothing wrong with carrying. The only problem is carrying where there's, let's just say for now, 600,000. That you're not allowed to carry. Anywhere there's no 600,000, carry away, no problem. So, first shita we said as to what is Rishus HaYochid is Rabbi Yehuda. That's on Tzadi Heywan base. Yehuda says, "Shtei mechitzos deraisa." That is Rishus HaYochid. Two parallel mechitzos is Rishus HaYochid. Now we have another, the other sugya where we find another machlokus tenoim is on Yud Aleph on base. Here we have a machlokus between Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. It's a very complicated sugya, and the Hagos Agro on that Gemara Yud Aleph on base and in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Hei Sivkot and Lamed Hei explain that the Rishonim get to their diverging opinions based on different girsas in this Gemara and Erevin Yudalif, the bottom of Yudalif on the base. But from this sugya emerges a machlokes Rishonim as to in the halacha in the Tanoim who we paskin like, i.e., not Rabbi Yehuda, how many mechitzas do you need to make Rishus HaYochid? The vast majority of Rishonim, and I mean Rashba, Tosfos, the Rosh, they say that to make Rishus HaYochid, you need three mechitzas. And it doesn't matter how you have these three mechitzas, whether they are in that, what the Rishonim say, Kamin Gam, in that formation, in a right angle, with another mechitza like that on top, or over here, or whether it's two parallel mechitzas, and then you add another one that encloses one of the sides, it doesn't matter in which format, but those Rishonim hold that when you have these three mechitzas, you are Rishus HaYochid. The Rambam, in Perek Yudalit, Mavoyim Perek Yudalit, Hilchos Shabbos, Haloch Aleph, and Haloch Dalit, and the Rach also from the Gemara in Yud Beis, they are Mavoyim that you need four mechitzas to make Rishus HaYochid. Four mechitzas. Three mechitzas is not enough. You need four mechitzas to make Rishus HaYochid. So that is a Machlokes Rishonim. And the halacha is we pass in that three mechitzas are enough to make a Rishus HaYochid.
This is machlokes in what the halacha of Rishus Sinai was?
Yes.
Whether two, three, or four?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So no sforos involved?
No sforos involved.
Is it enough two and a bit or full?
Two and a bit. Two and a bit. By the way, I'm not sure we'll get to it in this series, but one of the fascinating, absolutely riveting nidonim, and this is the subject of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in his Sefer, on the Rambam Shabbos, I think it's Tez Zayin. He has an incredible discussion as to, well, what exactly was the din regarding sukkah? A sukkah, we know, from the Gemara in Sukkah Dav Zayin, we know that sukkah is shtei mechitzos vashlishis afilu tefach. But let's think about it. If it's according to what I just said, that to make a Rishus HaYochid, we paskin that you're allowed shtei mechitzos, and let me take a step back. You're allowed shtei mechitzos. The Gemara says on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in Erevin, the Gemara says that if you have these two parallel mechitzas and you have a lechi, and a lechi is very small. Familiar with what a lechi is, everyone? A lechi is a small post, right? The Gemara says, you base them with base. The Gemara says, if you have shtei mechitzas and a lechi, zovik lesoichoi from Rishus HaRabim, chayev. So it's clear that this third mechitza doesn't need to be this expression of oimin maruba. It doesn't need to be a long, highly enclosing mechitza. Even a kol shehu, even a very small mechitza is enough. So that means two parallel mechitzas and a lechi is a shayochid, the raisa. So what's this? Well, everyone knows with the sukkah, shtei mechitzas vashlish tefilu tefach, which is really that's enough to make a sukkah. That's enough. Yeah, that's enough. That's enough to for a shayochid on Shabbos also. So one of the fascinating yedoinim is well, what exactly is the difference between a regular shayochid and a sukkah? But that's for a different time. So, ad kan, the machlokes tanoim, whether you need two mechitzas or more than two mechitzas, and the machlokes rishonim about what the halacha is according to the non-Rabbi Yehuda tanoim. Do you need three mechitzas, four mechitzas? La halacha, we need three mechitzas. So now, let's learn some Erevin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we have a Mishnah on Erevin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and the vast majority of the first perek and also a lot of the second perek of Erevin is about this Nidan, which is, what does the Mishnah say in Beis Amud Aleph? Movui, Shehu, Gvoya, Lamala Mi Esrim Amo, Psula. Movui, that is taller than 20 amos is psula. Now, first of all, what is a mavui? So, a mavui is an area that, on a deraisa level, is v'shusha yochid, but requires another tikkun in order for it to be mutter to metaltel there. Now, what is the difference between a mavui and a chotzer? A chotzer also, as we'll see, has the similar rules that despite on a deraisa level, a chotzer is a yochid, you're not allowed to be metaltel until you fulfill extra criteria. And this is our third issur derabbanan that we're learning in Erevin. First is Karmelist. Second is Erev Chatzeros. The third is the subject of the Mishnah on Erevin Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And we'll see that there's also a Gemara about Chotzer on Daf Yud Gimel. A third din drabonon in order to be mutter, to be metaltel. But first, let's clarify what is a Chotzer and what is a Mavui. Because they're both very similar. We know what a house is. A house is where you privately live with your illegal tenant. But a house is where you privately live. All the other areas are communal areas. And yet we have two names to describe these two areas. So what is a chotzer and what is a mavui? So, the Gemara says that the difference between a mavui and a chotzer is that a mavui has two conditions that it needs to be a mavui. Number one, it needs to be longer. Its length needs to be larger than its width, i.e. needs to be a rectangle. Number one. And number two, then it needs to open two chatzeros, that means two communal areas, and each chatzer has houses with it. Two chatzeros need to open up to a mavui. That is a mavui. In other words, it's a communal area that is a shusha yochid. But what distinguishes a mavui from a chatzer is that it's a rectangle, its length is larger than its width, and it has two chatzeros to open up to it. Now we'll see what's enough kamina in halacha between mavui and a chatzer in 1 second. Yeah.
Does it also need to be open to a Rosh Hashanah?
Not necessarily.
No,
it could be open to a Karmelis. Ah, you mean if it has four walls?
From one end it has to be open, doesn't it?
You mean one end has to, yeah. Oh, good. As you'll see, that's precisely what we're discussing now. We're discussing the fourth wall. Let me come to it. So a mavui is a rectangle and a chotzer is a square. That is the primary distinguishing feature that separates a chotzer from a mavui. Now, let's say, which is totally the regular case, and this is in fact the din, that you made your mavui and your chotzer a shusha yochid. You have three walls in your mavui and your chotzer. So on a deraisa level, this area is completely a Rishus HaYochid. So that means, even if I made this area smack bang in a Rishus HaRabim, it's now a Rishus HaYochid. And there should be no essential reason why I can't carry here. What Chazal did is they said, and this is what the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Erevin is Mechadesh. They said that when you have an area that is encircled by three walls, whether it's a Chotzer or a Mavui, that's not enough to be considered a Rishus HaYochid, and it will be considered a Karmelis, slightly a borrowed term, but let's put that on the side. It will be considered a Karmelis until you have a fourth wall, or more accurately, a Tikkun in the Mechitza Revius. It's not enough just to have three walls. You need to do something on the fourth wall as well. And that is the third Isur Drabonon that Chazal teach us, that in order to be considered a Rishus HaYochid, it's not enough to have three walls. You need to have something in the fourth wall as well. Now, this refers to any Rishus. It actually even refers to your house. But any Rishus in the world, if you want to consider that Rishus a Rishus HaYochid, you need something in the fourth wall. It's not enough just to have three walls. And what is that something? So, we've all heard of these concepts. Koira or Lechi. Now, that is with a Mavui. Now, I don't want to rush this, so I'm going to explain the difference between the dinim of a Mavui and a Chotzer, and we'll leave it there. So, Chazal said you need a tikkun on the Ruach Revius. What is the tikkun on the Ruach Revius? What do you need to do on Ruach Revius? That's the Mishnah of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. It says you need to make a Koira. The Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis says you can also make a Lechi. Here we're talking about Mavui. Right? A Mavui, you have two options. You can either make a Koira or a Lechi. What's a Koira? A Koira is a plank that is a tefach wide that sits on the two parallel walls of the Mavui. That is a Koira. What is a lechi? A lechi is an upright post that is at least 10 tefachim tall. Why does it need to be 10 tefachim? Because that's the height of a mechitza. As we learn in the Gemara in Sukkah, that is the height of a mechitza. A lechi is a small post, doesn't have to be wide at all, but it needs to be 10 tefachim tall. In your mavui, on your fourth wall, you need to put either a koira or a lechi. And with this, it is mutter for you to be metaltel. That is the din of a mavui. Now a chotzer, which is a non-rectangle, right? Chotzer is a square. If you have a chotzer, or a circle, a chotzer has a different tikkun, and it's more machmir. For your fourth wall of your chotzer, you need a different tikkun. Says the Gemara on Yud Beis. Says the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. What tikkun do you need for your chotzer? You have two options. Either you can put two lechoyayim, two lechis, one on each side of the fourth wall. That means if your fourth wall is, let's say, on the south side, then you put two lechoyayim on the east and the west. That is one option. Or another option is to put a lechi that is four tefachim. Just one lechi, but it has to be four tefachim. As opposed to a mavui, there's two differences. Number one, a mavui is allowed to have a lechi, one lechi that is a kol shehu, as long as it's eser tefachim. One lechi that is a kol shehu. Or it can have a koira. A chotzer has one tikkun, or two options. They're either two lechayim of a kol shehu, or one wide lechi of four tefachim. Now, the reason for this gezeira that you need to have a tikkun in the Lashon HaPoskim, a tikkun in the fourth wall, is the same with a Mavui and a Chotzer. What's the reason? The Mishnah Berurah says it succinctly in Siman Shin Samach Gimel, one of the first Mishnah Berurahs over there. He says, Chazal said that you need to have a tikkun in the Ruach Revi'is, because if you have a totally open, this is what you said, Yankee, if you have a totally open fourth wall, then you might think, wow, this is I'm seeing the great wide expanses of the Lake District over here. Psh, wow, what a great Rosh Hashanah Rabbim I'm in. You might get confused with your area, between your area and a regular Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And therefore, you need to make a tikkun on the fourth wall. That is what's behind this Gezeira of Chazal, our third Gezeira of Chazal. You need to make a tikkun on the Ruach Revi'is. If your fourth wall is completely porutz, completely open, you might get confused between this area and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Therefore, you need to make a tikkun in the Ruach Revi'is. What tikkun do you need to make? Here, Mavui and Chotzer diverge. A Mavui, you can have either a Korah, which is a beam that goes on top, or a Lechi of a Kol Shehu. And if you're with a Chotzer, you need to have two Luchayim or a Lechi of four Tfochim. Now, fascinatingly, the Rashba in Teres Abayis, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this as well in Shin Samach Gimel, why is there a difference between a Chotzer and a Mavui? Haray, the reason for the Gezeira is the same, that you can't have a fully open fourth wall. So why was the solution to that Issa different between a Mavui and a Chotzer? Says the Rashba, a fascinating concept, which is not, it's not clear how this relates back to the original Chashash. Says the Rashba that a Chotzer is an area that the derech to use this Chotzer is for more private house-like behavior. More private house-like behavior. As opposed to a Mavui, which is more of a thoroughfare. Again, in the typical Chazalic town, it used to go from your house to your Chotzer to the Mavui to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So it was another step removed from being your house. And therefore, since the regular way of using these two areas is different, and a Chotzer is more similar to your house, therefore the walls that you need for your Chotzer need to mirror the walls of your house. They need to be more tsanua. There needs to be more walls, because it needs to be more similar to your house. Hence, you need to have two luchayim or one big lechi by your chotzer. However, with a mavui that is not at all similar to your house, all you need is either a koira or a lechi. Fascinating Rashba, as Americans say. It's a bit of a left field Rashba, because at the end of the day, the whole reason why you need a tikkun in the Ruach Revi'is is lest you confuse this area with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So why, by virtue of the fact that a chotzer has more intimate private uses, does the tikkun Chazal made differ from the tikkun Chazal said for Mavui? The tikkun doesn't speak to the Chashash, but either way, that's what the Rashba says. And that is the third Gezeira of Chazal. Number one, Karmelis. Number two, Erev Chatzeris. Number three, you need a tikkun in the Ruach Revi'is. And the tikkun that you need in Ruach Revi'is differs from a Mavui to a Chotzer. Have a wonderful day.
String is a different approach. String is a different approach.